This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The algorithm is not your therapist. Healing doesn't happen in a scroll. It happens in the body, in safety, in silence, and in truth. Welcome back to Beyond the Spot. I'm excited you're here. Beyond the Spot, Decolonizing Healing One Brain at a Time, is a podcast that weaves my first love, of course, brain spotting, and somatic informed modalities with embodied healing, cultural consciousness, and real talk about trauma, resilience, and recovery. Hosted by Tracy Gantlin Monroy, a licensed professional counselor, spiritual healer, and the first Black female brain spotting trainer in the world. Each episode dares to dismantle mental health myths, uplift lived experiences, and restore collective wisdom. One conversation at a time. Beyond the Spot podcast is for educational purposes and is not therapy. Please reach out to licensed medical and mental health professionals. Thank you. In this episode, we're going to name what isn't always said, that misinformation in mental health can do harm. We're in a time where self-diagnosis, content overload, and clickbait trauma are everywhere. While access is beautiful, ungrounded information can confuse, re-traumatize, and create false narratives about what healing actually looks like. Let's talk about what's real, what's harmful, and what your nervous system actually needs. Let's name it. Let's keep it real, as they say. A lot of what's trending in mental health right now isn't trauma-informed. It's trauma-trendy, and that difference matters. You don't owe your story to anyone, not even your therapist. That idea that healing requires you to open up or dig deep is incomplete at best and violent at worst. I've seen people re-traumatized by sessions that lacked attunement. You can't just apply a method. You must hold a body, a soul, a human being. This work is about embodiment. Let's name the misinformation and the therapy myths. We often hear, you have to talk about it to heal. Not true for every system. Fact. Talking without regulation isn't healing. It's emotional flooding. Yeah. I'll do you one better. Let's talk about the lies we've been sold. Because talk it out doesn't always work. And it's okay to say that. I often hear, if you're still crying, you're not healed. Not true. Tears are a release, and let's be clear, tears are medicine. How about this one? Misinformation, myth. All therapists are trauma informed. Absolutely not. Fact. Just because someone speaks the language of therapy doesn't mean they are trauma-informed. How about this one? Therapists are neutral. Yeah, right. Show me a for real neutral therapist and I will introduce you to my farm of unicorns. Let's be clear. Therapists are human beings as well. However, we are ethically bound. Every client, every patient has autonomy and agency. It is not our job to tell you what to think, how to think. Our role, considering one of the slogans for counselor is that we make the quality of life better. Our role is to hold you and to support you and to be competent. Our role is to create an environment with you whereby there is no judgment, whereby we do use clinical skills that we have been trained and processed over time, and we have been supervised. In order for someone to even attain the status of full licensure, please know they have undergone formal didactic education by accredited programs, and even beyond the classroom type education, there's also clinical work that we must do over years under a supervisor. And that's generally when we have an associate license. And then even beyond the associate licensure, moving into full licensure, we're still under the supervision of someone who is fully licensed and who's been fully licensed over some years. Excuse me. And even then, we learn by practicing the theory, which becomes experiential. And leaving school and engaging the licensure process is only the beginning. Yeah, let me unpack that a little bit. Oftentimes in our program, they might engage you around what trauma is, but please don't make the assumption that all therapists are trauma informed because they are not. How about this one? Yeah, I can go on that soapbox all day about all therapists are trauma informed. Yeah, that will be a whole episode of its own accord. How about this one? Spirituality has no place in therapy. I disagree as I pause. Spirituality isn't unprofessional. It's ancestral. It's embodied. And for many of us, it's non-negotiable in our healing. Healing is actually spiritual. How about this one? We've heard this one, especially in communities of color. And I'm sure in mainstream communities as well, because I think it's a human thing. But most absolutely in marginalized communities where we're taught to push through. Trauma is just in your head. Yeah, right. Trauma can actually show up on scans, whereby PET scans is what I'm trying to think of. You can actually see the difference in the brain when there's activation in the brain and when there is not. So trauma can actually be measurable and read by medical equipment, just putting it out there. How about this trend? Everyone needs to get into their inner child. Not always true. Some systems aren't ready for that level of work. Fact, some folks don't need a deep dive. They need a pause, a stare out the window. How about a safe breath? The healing journey is not cookie cutter, and it is absolutely not one size fits all. Let me say that again. There is no way to compare two persons' healing journey. They are not same. It is individuated. It is your own nervous system, and nor should anyone's healing journey look like someone else's, because the fact of the matter is our experiences and how we respond to them and how our system is primed, even the meaning we make of our experience is not same. Healing can happen without telling. It can happen in a still gaze, a held breath, or the slow thaw of a nervous system that finally feels safe enough. How about this piece of misinformation? Cut off everyone who disagrees with you. People, that's not healing. That's hypervigilance dressed in empowerment. Instagram advice doesn't know your history. Healing is, nor will it ever be, a performance. It's a process. And it doesn't need to trend to be true. The algorithm isn't your therapist. Be mindful of what you take in when your nervous system is already overloaded. Literally, people have been re-traumatized by well-meaning therapy. That's not okay. So if we know, and there are statistics around the re-traumatization by therapy, by supposedly trained clinicians, what? The algorithm? Absolutely not. And let's be clear when we talk about people being re-traumatized by well-meaning therapy. That's not okay. And we need to talk about it. Real healing honors truth. And sometimes the truth is that therapist, that method, that space wasn't safe. Now you might ask, where do these myths come from? I got a couple of sneaking suspicions, and then there are facts. Colonized therapy models are rooted in pathology, not humanity. You've got to look at the macrocosmic perspective. Just putting it out there. The fact of the matter is, colonialism is alive and well in mental health. Do the math. Many of the myths come from social media trends, which have so much to do with psycho-speak versus psycho-education. There is a difference. Oftentimes, social media trends confuse psychoeducation with truth. I'm going to say it again. The algorithm is not your therapist. Just because it goes viral doesn't make it valid. The algorithms are reinforcing what's popular, not what's clinically accurate. IG therapist with coaching certificates and no embodied training. Newsflash. And this is not for all of the coaches, because there are some amazing coaches. The only issue is when coaches try to act in the role of a licensed mental health clinician. We all have a position. We all have a placement where we work together for the good. Case in point, you will not ever see me out here impersonating a psychiatrist. Psychiatrists are the top of the food chain in mental health. They are medical doctors. No differently, coaches and mental health clinicians work well together. Oftentimes, the coach reinforces the how. When it comes to therapy, oftentimes in therapy, when a client or patient is sitting with a mental health clinician, we come up with the what, and we do a great much or many of the
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What's the word I'm looking for? Implementation of the how. Most people know the what of what's happening with them, but sometimes it can become confusing around the how to work through it. And so oftentimes coaches are so valuable in that place to help clients latch in their skills, their coping skills, or their way of movement and things of that nature. and coaches that work alongside with mental health clinicians are actually the best because there's a collaboration there when it comes to the implementation of the plan of action. And coaches are absolutely helpful in that place. But please begin to understand and know the roles of the professionals that you're sitting with. Okay. And so I just want to put that out there because with coaching, that is not a licensed profession. Mental health clinicians with license, we are regulated. We sit under a compliance board in every state. Okay. Coaches are not regulated. There is no compliance board for coaches. Just putting that out there. Okay. And let me say this. When I talk about IG therapist, oftentimes we're mistaking exposure for expertise. And that's dangerous. Because someone has a widespread platform, and they may be able to use psychospeak, does not credential them as a mental health clinician. A trauma trend isn't trauma care. And some of the loudest accounts have the least training. There's a difference between being seen and being sensationalized. And marketing loves urgency, but the nervous system doesn't heal under pressure. Just putting it out there. In fact, if your therapist never checks their privilege, if they never examine the cultural implications of their tools, then they're practicing convenience, not care. We have a mandate to honor all of you, to include your culture, your traditions, and all the things. Colonization is alive and well in therapy. And let's be clear, we're having this conversation because misinformation undermines authentic healing. Misinformation doesn't just confuse, it causes people to doubt their own process. It creates pressure, oftentimes, to heal publicly, fast, or on brand. It promotes comparison and performance over embodied truth. Healing is not a brand. It's not curated. It is absolutely not clickbait. Misinformation robs people of their own rhythm and timing, which is required for healing, by the way. And when your healing is based on comparison, it's no longer embodied. It's outsourced to the timeline. I want to take this time to share some truth and what actually works. I'm going to choose attunement over analysis any day. Yeah, anybody, any one of us who's trained can do a psychosocial, biopsychosocial, psychosexual, you name it, type of assessment. And by law, we're allowed to. But even beyond that analysis is this idea of attunement. Being able to connect human to human while we're engaging your content, your experience, and how that's showing up in your life or not. And I am a proponent of body-based work because it honors the internal pace of your own system. You know, I am a brain spotting girl at the root, and somatic experiencing is my jam as well. And when I integrate brain spotting, which becomes the vehicle for transportation and all the things, when I integrate brain spotting with SE or somatic experiencing, forget about it. Because even at that point, I'm even working with parts and part spotting the parts while we're moving that energy, moving that knowing, those features, those manifestations through the system. Here's more truth and what actually works. Silence, slowness, and stillness are therapeutic, not empty. You can literally heal in silence, in stillness, in the gaze. Because the idea when it comes to healing is there is a posturing for healing. I like to call it brain spotting posturing. Yeah, there's a way when that cadence is as such that connects with that client system along with your internal system as a clinician. And there is this exchange in the midst of that dual attunement frame, because brain spotting works from a relational attunement and neurobiological attunement. And when there is that connection between the client and the clinician, with the therapist staying in the tail of the comet and the client, we see in brain spotting as the head of the comet who's leading that process. That co-creates a safer space, a brave space, a resonant space for healing to occur. It is the brain and the body that does the work of healing. Healing is an internal engagement. And this is what I mean when I say that healing in and of itself is spiritual. And oftentimes healing requires an anchor. Healing happens in the body, not in performance. You can be educated and still not attuned. Truth. You can be trained and still unsafe. Healing is not a product. It is a process. You cannot quantify healing people. And there is no quick content for a lifelong journey. There is something known as resiliency and internal consistency that we all have. When there is a beautiful alignment between a client and a clinician, it becomes evident what that internal consistency is. And that's the parameter by which a competent therapist will work. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is that therapist is going to absolutely strip that client system and there will be decompensation. The only way to work with trauma is by the beholder's pace. Okay? The body will always ask for what it needs. It's very true. Whether or not the app agrees. Let me say that again. The algorithm is not your therapist. The body will always ask for what it needs, whether or not the app agrees. Some of the deepest healing I've witnessed happened without a single word. If your therapist never checks their privilege, if they never examine the cultural implications of their tools, then they're practicing convenience, not care. I can't say that enough, because that goes to the essence of who you are. And that is so very important. And it's not ever to be sidestepped. You are to be honored, especially in an undertaking such as therapy. I want to invite you to some reflection here. I get a little bit hyped when I talk about this topic because it's so important, especially with social media running off the rails these days. So it's important for us to come to a place of centeredness with ourselves. There's so much background noise. There's so much stimuli. There's so much movement. And let's not forget, there's a hell of a lot of biological stress that we all take into our systems. Many of us are moving around in allostatic overload, and the body is simply not designed to sustain allostatic overload, which becomes the precursor to poorer health outcomes. You can look it up. So with that, I'm curious, and I want to invite you to some reflection around this. What misinformation have you absorbed about what healing should look like? How has social media shaped your view of trauma or recovery? What does your body say is true, even if the internet says otherwise? I'm calling you to a place of going slow so you can go fast, to be a bit more introspective and to be present with yourself mindfully. I came by today to say to you, you are not broken. You are responding. And your healing doesn't have to look like a trending post to be real. I can't tell you how many clients come into session and they hear these, I don't know, statements, words. They see these viral posts going around and they start to self-diagnose themselves. They start to have worry around the meaning and if it's them. And I'll tell you, we have like this thing of imposter syndrome. It's not even a clinical term. It's a pop culture, social media buzzed term. Imposter syndrome, well, it wasn't. Over the past years, it wasn't a clinical term. You know, we come together in community and we give meaning to words, nuances, and things of that nature. I want to invite you to be careful with that, because when you engage in such a way, you are impacting your nervous system. And I get it. Everybody doesn't have the resources to be in therapy weekly or even every other week. I totally understand that. I do want to encourage you to investigate and research out those communities that can be a benefit to you versus those engagements that are actually activating you and taking you to the opposite direction from your healing. I want to thank you for sharing your time and your space with me. And until we meet again, I am Tracy Gantlin Monroy. If today's episode resonated with your nervous system or your spirit, share it with someone who's still unlearning and reach out to me. My website is gracecommunitycounseling.com. You can reach me on Instagram at Monroy LPC. That is M-O-N-R-O-Y L-P-C. Also, I have offerings from retreats to brain spotting trainings to workshops, you name it. And I am also a speaker. So if you ever need a speaker with my skill set, look me up. Give me a call. Let's see what can happen. And absolutely for you clinicians and adjacent body healers, feel free to reach out and attend a brain spotting training. We have trainings all the time. Thank you.